In the name of the Father, and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit. After the world's Christmas comes and goes, and while we Christians are still celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's time to look back and review the year. We forget all the things that have happened less than 12 months ago. So we probably wonder what, if anything, from 2016 will be remembered for the times to come. Will it be an important year in history? What will the books record about it? Now, Israel had an advantage that Facebook and Time Magazine and NBC would kill for. They had the prophets. Isaiah. If we had a prophet, a true one from the Lord, would we listen to them? Israel didn't. And so the word of the Lord to Isaiah was, write a tablet and inscribe a yearbook for the time to come as a witness forever. And his year in review was far more depressing even than 2016. Don't let anyone ever forget, the Lord says, that Israel is a rebellious people, lying children. Children unwilling to hear the instruction of the Lord. So stubborn, in fact, that they even say, I'd rather hear smooth talk and illusions rather than listen to a prophet tell me what is right or hear anything about that Holy One of Israel. What the generations will say about us, we don't know. Whether you and I will go down in history as rebellious people, lying children, those unwilling to hear the instruction of the Lord. Well, I suppose each of us might in our own way. Israel's rebellion was a very specific one, though. They were afraid yet again of war from a foreign power, the Assyrian Empire coming to squash them. And so they were planning to forge an alliance with Egypt to their south for protection, even though God told them not to, directly. He told them that he himself was going to turn back Assyria before it was too late. In the end, although the church has appointed this lesson for us on New Year's Eve, and although we as individuals and even as a nation might well be stubborn, might have our fingers in our ears, whether that's toward God or just toward one another, this text isn't really written about us. This is the witness forever in tablet and in book of ancient Israel. It's not the history of the United States or any other nation. But the Holy One of Israel has more to say in this text, and this most certainly is for us. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. Now, everything, whatever was written about Israel, was written for our instruction. It was recorded for the ages. It is a witness forever, as Isaiah says. And the story, the history even, repeating itself over and over again, is exactly this: returning. A stubborn people repenting and a Lord saving. And that's why this word of the Lord is also for us. Our strength, our salvation is in returning and rest, repentance and faith, trust placed not in ourselves, but in the Lord. God is for us. He has given his own Son for us, as Paul says in today's epistle. So how much more
will He graciously give all things to us, care for us, protect us, see us through every trial and struggle which we, in our stubbornness or in our weakness or in our unbelief, consider always to be too great, always to be too hard, too much for us. No, it was necessary that He come and serve us. And more than just that, that He lay down His life for us. And He did not shrink from this. As God, He certainly could have. God is free. You and I, even in America, are not. We can't do anything we want. And the world doesn't curve and change and act the way we always think it should. It doesn't respond to our whims. But God has exercised His total divine freedom by giving Himself to you, by binding Himself even to His own promises and to your flesh, to your cause and your salvation. And that's the foundation which causes St. Paul to say, well then, who could be against us? Who can condemn us when Christ, the judge, the one who does the condemning, He has justified us by His blood, and more than that, He is risen to give us eternal life. Now, no one truly knows what joy or woe about 2016 will be remembered down the road. And we might also have everything to fear in 2017. What shall it be? Tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger? Or shall the sword strike us? What angels or demons, what rulers or powers, what things present or things yet to come will try to part us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Oh, there. Now that, I suppose, that would be the right question and the right New Year's pondering to take up this evening as we sit awake late or as we lie in our beds. What is it that can separate us or part us or try to take us away from Jesus Christ? Instead, I suppose it's most likely our temptation, no different than Israel, just as it probably is for our entire nation too, to fear what it is that may separate us from all sorts of other confidences which aren't the Lord. So it is that, as you well know, tonight is the night when the rest of the world is going to wait, dressed for action, with lamps burning long into the night for a ball to drop. And like men waiting for their master so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. The world waits impatiently with every anxiety always for the future. The future is its master. And though they're enslaved to it, they have no idea what it is that it's going to bring. They don't know whether the future will bring them blessing or curse. The world speculates and plans as best as it can. They expect, though certainly, that they will be serving the future with their labors. They may even make the odd alliance or two. And nothing sounds, though, more impractical than the word of the prophets and the apostles about that Holy One of Israel that you have come to hear about tonight. How different it is, though, for you, O Christian. Because in returning and in rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength.
For your master is the bridegroom who cleanses a bride for himself, making her worthy by the washing of water with the word, and purchasing her back for himself with his own blood. And truly, I say to you, he will dress himself for service and will have you recline at table. And he will come and serve you. And tonight, just as tomorrow morning too, that promise of the Lord is absolutely true. Even now, even before our Lord, the Son of Man, comes back, he is serving you at table, giving you his blessings. That is the promise that Jesus Christ has for 27. He will serve us with all of his gifts. We name this year and we count it according to him. This God who has given himself a birthday so that he might give himself to you. And so we call it AD 2017, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. Nothing can separate you from the love of that Lord, Christ Jesus. Return then in 2017 to him and rest in his salvation. Quiet your fears and put your trust in him, because he is the real strength, your strength. You do not live bound in the past, because your sins are forgiven. And you do not live enslaved by the future, because you know who is coming and you know what he brings. You wait for the master who serves you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.